Above all, there is still God.
There
is God above all what you are passing through. Strengthen him and tell him he's going to overcome. The strength is in one getting hold of the word of God and do
it.
And the rest God will send the provision from the angels. And the ministration of the angels shall be blessed. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we thank the Lord because he has been with us up to now. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. We are going to proceed. But before we proceed, let us introduce ourselves to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. And we tell them that we have reached in this place with an intention of continuing to know God. With an intention of continuing to know Him. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible says in John 17, verse 3. That this is life eternal. To know the one true God and Jesus Christ whom he sent. That means that only in knowledge there is life. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible says that they gathered in multitudes and he preached to them many. In Proverbs. And others he preached to them not in parables. And he continued to connect scriptures for them to draw them to understanding. Praise the name of the Lord. As it is written in 1 Corinthians 14. And as he speaks about gathering. And he says when you gather. He who has the word of wisdom. A word of understanding. Who has a song. He says that all are supposed to be done so as we expecting many things to be done, let us introduce ourselves to him as we fulfill Matthew 7 verse 7. Praise the name of the Lord. Let me request that we may stand on our feet and we raise up our voices together and we introduce our vision to him. He speaks in Job. And he says, if I knew where I could meet him, I would have drawn close my reasons to him. So raise up your voice and we honor the Father.
Oh, the
Father who is in above the heavens, we want to get pleased of you and
welcome you.
Indeed, you are enthroned in everlasting. As in Ephesians 4:30. Because when our master had finished the work in the earth, the Bible says that he continued up above the heavens. That's where you throned all the Father. And that's where you blessed and you anointed us. And you told him, oh God, your throne will be forever. That's where you began from with your word. And your Holy Spirit. That's where you reason on the fullness of the Son that
we may be born,
that he may be a living soul, a living
soul.
And we are the branches. And you allowed us to be your children.
Oh,
and the Holy Spirit accepted to pastor us.
omulimu gwa kitaffe mu ffe taata weewaawo tuli zadde lyo abaana abazaalibwa omulundi ogwokubiri abazaalibwa omwoyo n'amazzi era abazaalibwa n'ekigambo weewaawo taata bwe twamala ogw'okutukuzibwa okuyita musaayi gwa mukama waffe yesu era ne tuggibwako ebibi bye twayingiramu okuva mu lubereberye ssatu ne tufuulibwa ekitonde ekijja mukama era nga twazaalibwa amazzi n'omwoyo ne tuweebwa erinnya ery'obulokozi tuli zadde lyo kitaffe eddala era ffe tuli baana abaggibwa ku mukama waffe yesu taata weewaawo isaayi sura ya 5 omwe mweyogera nga tugambibwa okutula ku lwazi kwe twatemebwa olwazi oye mukama waffe yesu era ffe tuli baana nga gwe kitaffe oyogera nti bwe tulikomawo tuli kuyita nti taata taata weewaawo kye twava twaweebwa omwoyo atukaabisa nti abba kitaffe era mukama waffe yesu bwe yajja ku nsi yatugamba mu Matayo sura eya 23 tetubanga na bakitaffe balala bonna ku nsi kubanga kitaffe ali mu ggulu weewaawo tukkiriza ddala gwe kitaffe zabbuli ey'ekyenda ennyonnyola butereere omwoyo we yali mu kamwa ka nnabbi dawudi ng'atutegeeza eby'ensonga ddala era ng'agamba nti kitaffe gwali kifo kyaffe eky'okutuulamu emirembe gyonna nga tonnabateekawo ggulu n'ansi taata twali eyo era eyo gye twava mukama ne tuleetebwa mu ggulu n'ensi ebiriwo era ebiseera nga biyiseewo mukama ekibi kyalabika mu zadde ly'abaana b'abantu era ekibi bwe kyatandikira mu Adamu fenna ne tubalibwa okuba nga twayonoona newankubadde okusimako nga kwalaga era nga twaggibwa ku mukama waffe yesu oyo ye kigambo omwoyo oguwa obulamu oyo yali naawe olubereberye era bayibuli ng'eyogera mu Yokaana essuula esooka ku lubereberye waaliwo kigambo taata kigambo n'aba waali katonda kigambo n'aba katonda oyo ye yaliwo ku lubereberye awaaliye weewaawo taata ssebo oyo yasalawo n'ayambala omubiri n'azaalibwa ku nsi ne tumulabanga omwana era oyo ku bujjuvu bwe ffeffena kwe twaweebwa eyasalawo n'aleka ebitiibwa n'aleka obukulu bwonna n'asalawo n'akka ku mutindo ogw'obuntu twagala okumwebaza olw'okusalawo okufaanana bwe kutyo era ng'ebyandiko ebitukuvu byogera tikwagala nabakyo
that which kind of love is that
omuntu owoomukwano kuwaayo obulamu bwe ku lwa mukwano gwe
where a beloved gives up his life
weewaawo yatwagala okutuuka kufa
indeed he loved us to the
era alyoka atunda mu bibi bye twayingiramu
and he cleansed us from the sin
mayetika obuyinike bwaffe
that he carried our
twagala okumusiima mukama
we want to get pleased
kubanga newankubadde nga ali amalirizo ogw'okunaaza ebibi
that even though he had finished sanctifying us
yasigala atugamba tagenda tulekanga bamulekwa
he continued saying that he is not going to leave us
yagamba agenda tusindikira omubeezi
he's going to
nga ye mwoyo omutukuvu era bikola by'abatume essula ey'okubiri tulaba omwoyo omutukuvu ng'asalawo n'ajja era n'asalawo n'abeera mu bulamu
bwaffe
emirembe gyonna ze ng'akola emirimu gya katonda ng'atuukiriza zabbuli eri ey'ekikumi ng'agamba nti atuma omwoyo we n'ebitondebwa weewaawo taata omwoyo wo atumiddwa era tulabye omulimu omunene tulabye okuyigiriza obw'ekitalo
We have seen a great teaching.
Tulabye obuweereza obw'amaani.
We have seen a great ministration.
Tulabye obulamu bwaffe nga bukyuka.
We have seen our lives changing.
Alumiriza ensi y'ekibi mu bulamu bwaffe.
He has told the life, the world of sin.
Alumiriza omusango.
He has convicted the world of judgment.
Era atulaze n'obutuukirivu.
And he has shown us righteousness.
Twagala okumusiima omwoyo omutukuvu.
So we want to get pleased with
the Holy Spirit. Era nga tuyimusa amalaboozi nga ffenna
okwebaza. And as we are raising up our voices with thanking.
Taata twagala okusiima.
We want to get pleased.
Kubanga akulembeddemu ne bamalayika.
Because you have led us with the holy angels.
Mu bibinja byabwe omusanvu.
In the seven groups.
Nga bwe tulaba mu kubikula essuula esooka.
Just as you told us in Revelation
chapter 1. Gye bigambo byava eri kitaffe.
That the words came from the
Father.
N'eri
omwana.
And from the Son.
N'eri omwoyo omutukuvu.
And from the Holy Spirit.
Ebifulumira malayika we.
And came out of his angels.
Okwogera eri ekkanisa.
To speak unto the church.
Weewaawo tubeereddwa ku lwoyo. oyo
kubanga
tukulembeddemu mukama era ng'atuzza gy'oli
ffe
ezzadde ly'abaana b'abantu abaali basalibwako ku bulamu
kaakano
nno tulaba obulamu
Now we are seeing life.
Era wewawo mukama.
And indeed the Lord.
Tukulemberu omoyo mutukufu.
We are led by the Spirit of God.
Okuda joli.
To get back to you.
Wewawo oluganda ngo yimusaddobozi.
Indeed, brother, as you lifting up your voice.
Okumutegeeza.
Continue to inform him.
Tino olwalero omoyo mutukufu
akulembedde. That even today the Holy Spirit has led us.
Because
it is not by the person to lead his own
feet.
Indeed, Father, as you brought
us.
By your Holy Spirit.
Tusene chigenderewa.
We have come with an intention.
Ekyokwongera okukumanya.
Of continuing to know
you.
And you tell us, oh Lord, in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, that we shouldn't take fellowship other, just like others do. Just as we see
that
these latter days are yet to come. And even today, oh Lord, we have come in today's gathering as we continue to pray, as we continue to intercede. That you manifest in our life, that you continue to teach us the wisdom that comes from you through your Holy Spirit and the Spirit of wisdom, and you teach us great things. You reveal the voice of the Lord to us. You reveal your voice to us. You reveal the voice of the Son, and you reveal to us the voice of the Holy Spirit, and we shall understand how we can survive in this perverted generation. And indeed the spirit of understanding. Oh Lord, you teach us to understand. As we connect here little very little, and we pray to the ministration of the angels who are sat on the red horse
to
pass through with the word of God. And they bring us to Urim. And they bring us
Thummim.
And they bring all the spiritual transports which will help us to understand in this new generation you're lifting. Lord, help us to understand as we are connecting scriptures
in,
according to Isaiah
28:9.
As we connect here little there little, Lord, we pray that you take seals of us. Oh Lord, we pray that you may understand, because you promised in Isaiah 29 that you speak with the deaf, and the deaf will hear the words of the book, and the blind will see the words of the book. Indeed, O Lord, we want to get, because through the spirit of understanding, these works we accept that they are
open,
not by might, not by strength, but by your Holy Spirit. As he's leading the seven troops of angels, we accept that ministration. And even to them are going to manifest the administration of Gabriel as they help us to understand. And the spirit, the spirit of counsel that helps us even today to continue to times and seasons, to be able to understand as we proceed on
further.
And we pray the joy of the nation that we get to know that the times are past. But we pray today, O Lord, that you continue to open our eyes, our spiritual eyes, that you continue to open our eyes and even our ears, that we may hearken and we see, that we may understand the times, that you may raise up and every woman and every man will understand his own times and seasons, just as it was written in 1 Corinthians. And you said that each person in his own time. Oh Lord, we shouldn't miss anything. You get to know of us all the times and seasons through the spirit of counsel, that you may pass through with the angels of counsel, the angels of scales, that they may count for us whatever we need in this call. They measure for us all the provision. They measure for us all the protection. They measure for us all the wisdom. They measure for us all.
all of the things we need to be able to stand, to be able to get strengthened, that we may overcome, and the Holy Spirit, and we plant this ministry of the angels ministering the speech of light, the angel Abaddon, the angels of the chains, we welcome them. Let them pass through, O Lord, and uprooting all things which God you never planted towards our life. We have seen many battles. We have seen many wars. But we accept that the angels of might will come and do their work, and the church will have peace as we accept the angels of the chains, as Revelations 9 and Revelations 20, those who bound the devil, and today they shall manifest to fight in this, as they hold captive all, and they captive, and they get hold of the demons and powers of darkness, and all the powers that brings, that divert our thoughts to the evil spirit that bursts in the mountains, that bursts in the sky, that bursts in the rocks. The angels of might, they should stand with their chains to hold demons, them in the bottomless pit, as they connect with the first group of the angels, the angel Michael, that they terrify all demons which contend with knowledge, which contend with the saints, contend with the vision, which lead people into destruction. Angel Michael's passed through on your white horses, and you overcome on behalf of the church. You overcome on behalf of the church. You overcome all immorality, because you overcome all the laws of sin and all powers of darkness. The fallen angels, what they use to shake the foundation of the church. To the angel Michael, with your armies, you pass through to terrify completely all the evil spirits that burst in the ocean, burst in Bermuda Triangle, according to Ezekiel 27, and they burst in the bottom of the stars, and the angels Michael terrify. They should pass through as they do that. They terrify all the evil spirits on the heads of people in the gatherings of all preachers. Brethren, Saint Michael, together with the fourth group of angels, that shall terrify, and they get bound, and they bound in the bottomless pit. The truths that have been diverted, that take them to the first synagogue, that move on the heads of people, you pass through the hosts. Iranga Badoni Eranga bochera dalama nyikora kechisikisa akabadega mami de kanisa
okujinakuya okujitabulira ddala okujimalamu amaani n'okujiddiza ddala emabega nga batuukiriza emirimu gy'obwakabaka obwa sitaani mukama amaanyi gonna bamalayika abaagaga baadde bakozesa olw'olwaleero gawangulibwa era gatekebwa wansi mu linnya lya mukama ape yesu kristo ery'amaanyi mukama ekkanisa eddemu okugolokoka ekkanisa eddemu okubeera n'emirembe ekkanisa eddemu okuyimirira kubanga kye kisuubizo ekibeegi kitaffe
Because that's the promise from the Father. That the latter church shall be powerful more than that. Lord, we accept that
ministration.
And we accept that
work.
We know that we are not in it alone. And we have the angels
who fulfill
the word of God. And they are workers with us. Lord, as we proceed to gather, as we continue to gather, Send to us the angels and the angels from the fifth group that shall continue ministering to us. And we continue to
know.
And we continue to understand. Because knowing God is life eternal. And the seventh angel, the angel of the seal, that he continues to
prosper
as he's sealing our life just as he did
Lord
in Ezekiel chapter 9 together with the angel from the second group angel Gabriel and the words
we hear
you seal them in our lives and we continue to understand them. We continue to know them whenever the evil spirits come to check our lives. Our lives shall be found sealed. And we shall have life. And that's the measure of our life. When we are sealed with the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we are sure we have life. We want to thank you, Lord. Because that ministration is manifest to us.
And we too
manifest to you, O Lord. As we are continuing to be taught by you, and we are taught by the Son, and we are led by the Spirit of God. Lord, we want to get and we want to thank you for that goodness in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have prayed all that in faith.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm going to request you to prepare your book. Prepare your pen. Prepare your Bible. Prepare your heart. And most importantly, we have finished welcoming the Holy Spirit and the ministration of the angels. And they are ready to work. Praise the name of the Lord. We are going to proceed to be fed by God. And we are going to continue to learn knowledge. Praise the name of the Lord. We are going to request. Whoever is going to record, put your phone in flight mode. And you who is not going to record, switch your phone to silent mode. If you don't know how to switch your phone in those
moments,
we are going in the call of the nation. We don't want any disturbances. As we proceed to know the great things of God and the great work the Lord has got this nation for, and we are the ones the Lord has chosen in this generation. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Let us stand on our feet and we welcome the Bible. Praise the name of
the
Lord. And that's the word of God. It is full of life. And this is our Master Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This is the map that takes us
back.
But we are going to join our hands. Because according to Revelation, the Bible says that when he got hold of the
book,
the 24 elders, they took off their crowns and they bowed down and worship. And they said, who is worthy to get hold of the book and to unseal the seven seals? And none was seen in heaven and earth, unless the
word,
this Lamb of God, the Lion of Judah, he was seen worthy to unleash the seven seals of the
Lord.
So he went to join on the following
day,
and the 24
elders,
and all the angels, and all the creations in heavens and
earth.
And we thank the Father for this
book,
that now when we read, we understand that the Lord, he wants to get
rid
of you for the book, the Bible. Because you were pleased, and you took the seals of us through our Lord Jesus. And today when we read, we understand the Father, and we get to know the Holy Scripture. We are seeing the life of the Scriptures. We want to thank you because our Lord Jesus came in the scroll of
Revelation,
and he was killed from the foundation of the world. Because you are and even
our days,
and he revealed to us, and today you have revealed to us the words of and the words of terror. Who would have known that your great power? Who would have known the seven groups of angels? Who would have known the seven spirits of God? No wisdom, no glory in our God. No understanding in
our
life. But we have been wise in our
life.
That if you deny your
life,
which wisdom is in us? And now we accept your
life.
And we become the wise of the world. Thanks to the Father for making us wise. Through the word, the book.
The Bible.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. Praise the name of the Lord. Let us join our hands and welcome the ministers of God. Apostle Ronald Hopkins, together with Pastor Sam Bosa,
they
take us through by the Holy Spirit.
Yes, it was your Uganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
How have you been in the name of
the Lord Jesus? How are all the people where you come from? Have you preached of them the light of the word?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We thank God because he's added us another moment and to move on to glorify him, to worship him, to praise him, as we align ourselves to be able-headed on our home in heaven. Every person in the season, God prepared them. But we do prepare ourselves every day till that moment comes. And even our gathering, it is gathering of the saints. To move on, get the light on how to move on our journey in heaven. The journey of salvation. And we try to do all the works which God commanded us under the sun to fulfill till before the day comes. In that is the call of the nation Uganda, as the Ugandans and our friends, and all those loving God all over the entire world.
tulina buli muntu obuweereza ku bulamu
obwe
naye ate nga tulese ekiri ku bulamu bwaffe buli kinomu
naye ng'eggwanga
era litiiriddwako okuyitibwa
okwo
okuyitibwa
n'endagaano
n'ekitiibwa kya katonda ku ggwanga lya
uganda
omulembe gwa
Eddi
nga bwe byali ku ggwanga lya Isirayiri
mu
biro biri ebya BC
twagala
okweyongerayo
n'akatundu
kaffe ak'okusatu
ak'okuyitibwa
ku ggwanga lya
Uganda
yesu yebazibwe
nnyo
olwaleero olunaku lwe twagala okukomekkereza ekitundu
ekyo ekyokusatu
era nga kye kitundu mwe tulabira engeri ez'emirundi esatu katonda zazza bikulamu okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga lya
Uganda
kuli ku ngeri ey'okusatu
oba
engeri ey'omulundi ogw'okusatu katonda gy'abikulamu okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga lya
Uganda
ng'ayita mu bunnabbi
oba
mu baweereza
be
okuva mu Uganda ne wabweru wa
Uganda
so nga twanokolayo okukolesebwa kwa mirundi ena okulabika nga tukunnyonnyoka twasooka okunnyonnyoka okukolesebwa kw'abasajja ba
Austria
katonda bye yatuma n'abagamba nti atadde ebbeesi ye mu Uganda okukola omulimu
ogusembayo ku
ssemazinga w'ensi
bingi
bye tuzze tulaba
tulaba
okwolesebwa kw'omutume John Mulinde
ne
tulaba ow'oluganda John Kanya
ate
olwaleero
twolekedde
okwolesebwa kw'oluganda ono
We head on to the vision of this our
sister.
Sister.
Uganda, era sister.
The sister.
Mwara wechiti wa Yoweri Museveni Kaguta.
The daughter of His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni.
Amanyiddwa nga Patience Rwawoko.
Is known as Patience Rwawoko.
Yes, we have been
doing. Praise Jesus so much.
Amanya ne dovozi.
Our name and voice.
Omutume no nadi okwitness.
Our host one and hope witness.
Omure musumba.
Together with Pastor Bosa.
No musumbi wa for Bible.
And our Bible reader Pastor Robina.
Tubagala nnyo mwenda.
We love you all.
Muli nyali ya mukama wafe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Mwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Tusinzira mbuweereza buno.
We base in this ministry.
Omulembo mpya. Okumanya Katonda n'ekitiibwa kye.
The new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory.
Okutuusaako.
To reach unto you.
Okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga lya Uganda.
The call of the nation Uganda.
N'engeri gye kugenda okutuukirizibwamu.
And the way it's going to be fulfilled.
Nga bwe tukutegeezezza.
Just as we've told you.
Tuli mu kitundu ekyokusatu ekyokuyitibwa kw'eggwanga lya Uganda.
We are on the third way of the call of the nation Uganda.
Ekitundu ekyokusatu ba phase ey'okusatu.
Or the third phase.
Era nga twagala okukikomekkereza olunaku olwaleero era nga twalaba engeri ez'emirundi esatu katonda gy'abikulamu okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga lya
Uganda
tuli ku ngeri eyo esembayo ate era ku kwolesebwa
okusembayo
kw'ebyo ebyokwolesebwa bye tuyinza okukuwa
tutunuulidde
okwolesebwa okwayita mu
mwannyinaffe which passed through our sister
w'oluganda
the companion
era ng'ennaku zino amanyiddwa nga pastor
and this day is known as a pastor
olw'obuweereza bwe yatandika
because of the ministry she began sometime back
muwala w'ekitiibwa Yoweri Museveni Kaguta
the daughter of His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni
amanyiddwa nga Patience Rwawoko
the one known as Patience Rwawoko
bongerako pastor Patience Rwawoko
the other pastor Patience Rwawoko
Ministry is in Ghana where you said yeah you can say
the ministry is in the side of Kansanga.
Eyo mushoya. Said yeah you
Kansanga.
Yes we was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Where is that yebuli?
The ministry is out there.
Eh batira kubeli nya ani jukireli nya. Covenant City Covenant Church. Covenant Church for All Nations.
Covenant Church of All Nations.
Where is our witibwa?
The ministry is called like that.
Na yinga chetugendo kubanga tutunulira mukolese wakatonda kuyamuwa.
But what we're going to look at in the vision God gave her.
Yatandi kokomo waga ina emyaka 10 na 10.
God began giving her the vision when she was 11 years.
Iraya mulaga nti omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
And he showed her that the light of the word of God.
Kulina okuva mu ggwanga erya Uganda.
It has to come from the nation Uganda.
Kulyoke gubone amawanga gonna ag'omunsi.
And send it to spread all nations of the world.
Ekigambo ekikulu kye tugenda okusharingako.
That is the major word we are going to be sharing.
N'okulaba engeri omusana ogwo gye gulina okubunamu.
And to see the way how that light is to spread.
Omanyi okwolesebwa kusobola okubeerawo mu nsi.
You know the vision can be within the world.
Naye abatuukiriza okwolesebwa tebatera kulabika mu nsi.
But those who fulfill visions rarely appear in the world.
Era Katonda.
And God.
Akwata ku bantu ab'enjawulo okutuukiriza okwolesebwa.
Touches the different people to fulfill the vision.
Naye si bonna nti batuukiriza.
But not all that they fulfill.
Yesu yabaziwe.
Jesus so some of them do halves and others don't do anything at all. When you look at Joshua 13, you see that this judge Joshua, he had many works to do before the Lord, but he reached to get old when he had not done all of them. He wasn't able to finish the vision even though he performed 70%. It did become a case his way. God forgave him. He told him, you've gotten very old. Yet there are still many territories you were meant to capture. Now, to fulfill a vision is not something easy. This is the vision spoken on Uganda for a long time. Right from the ancient days, we've been seeing that which came in the prophecies, in the Old and the New Testament, and we looked at the history, and them too spoke of the call of the nation Uganda, history which involves explorers who moved nations, but them too based on the scriptures of truth. And there have been coming, happening prophecies right from the different ministers in the Uganda and outside Uganda. And they speak of the call of Uganda. But I've told you to fulfill. Many times it gets to be very hard. Tell us a vision, it's very easy. And it even sounds good.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
You know,
when they speak of you, the great words of God,
you
feel good about that. But to fulfill them, that's where the problem comes from. When you see a vision in a dream,
you
rejoice and feel power, strength to do it.
But
after you wake up,
or you've
gotten from the vision,
God,
the voice you've heard has gone. Retain it, handle it in the power it's been in. To fulfill it. I tell you, a struggle is there.
Yes, we have been.
Praise Jesus so much.
No,
even it's what is troubling us under the sun. To fulfill the vision of God. Mostly
Uganda,
we figured much on this word.
And
we have failed. But the power ceases to be with us. This time it's not. We shan't accept power cease be in us. We shall be renewed. And the Father is pleased to add us power. Now
we
promise him never to return this time. The major word you're going to be hearing in the vision of this sister.
Pastor.
And the Pastor Patience Rwabogo, the daughter of His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, God told her right from 11 years that thus the light of the word of God is meant to come from the nation of Uganda to spread the entire world. And he told her, even though you claim you go to nations to give you light, that of the word of God, but you will never get it out
there,
because all nations are hoping in you. They are waiting the light from you. I imagine the person they told at 11 years. Now she's in 30 plus years.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
30
plus years. Imagine the years which have passed. When you put her aside, there are visions which have been there for long.
Yes, we ever see.
Praise Jesus so much.
But
our weakness is where?
Let
think, is it seasons which have not yet come? All seasons come and we never realize them.
You know,
Jesus came in the seasons of the Israelites one day, but they never realized them. Now there is even a time of not realizing your seasons. The call of the nation Uganda, we normally speak that the seasons have not come.
But
now we speak of our weakness and our failure, and
our
seeing how we are going to be fulfilling.
It's
no more speaking that seasons are not yet come. We are even demanded. It means seasons passed on. When God commands us,
then
it means seasons of paying back passed on us. For if you agree with someone that I've lent you the thing, you bring it back in this season. Before the season comes, he never demands it. When they pass on, they begin to demand from you. Those are the visions coming these days. Right from when 2000 began. There is no more vision telling us you're going to be working. But
to say,
implement, I'm demanding you. For the demanding began. Let's hear of that vision. And then after we shall explain it.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We told
you you're going to pass through that vision that you hear of it. And then we put back the scriptures of truth. Back in the Holy Scriptures, the Bible, and move on, get explained that what was told these brethren, our fellow servants, they were not in their wisdom, but they were in the wisdom of the Word of God, and it man asked to fulfill them. Today, what
you're
majorly going to look at, it's the light God told this sister and the pastor Patience Rwabogo that indeed the light of the word of God is to come from the nation Uganda, and those awaiting it from outside, it will be very hard to see of it come from outside, except to get in the darkness wanting to silence the light of this nation. You know, there are those who travel abroad, get darkness bring back in Uganda. But this time, woe unto them. Let's hear.
Covenant Nations Church, Kampala, Uganda, established in 2006.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Pastor Patience Rwabogo,
the ministry Pastor Patience Rwabogo leads, which came from that vision.
Covenant Nations Church.
It's called Covenant Nations Church.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Covenant Church for all nations.
Oh, Covenant Church for all nations.
It
was put there in the 2006. How many years so far?
Hello.
Twelve years back.
But
you think, where is its impact?
Which
was spoken of as the light God told her to come from there. Where is it?
It's
not a choosing and bringing the case their way. But like I told you before, fulfill a vision is not something easy you think of. It needs to first get determined. He speaks with Joshua and tells him that you will inherit this land. That is a vision.
Told him
it's impossible till you've gotten strengthened and very courageous.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now those are 12 years back.
Emphasis,
that means he was put in place. And intention is to fulfill the vision given her. To bring the light of the word of God all over the entire world. But a proof is not been easy.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus so much.
The
ministry is out there. I've ever reached there myself.
But
reaching her herself is what can be hard.
Because there
are these ones who are around her. Those who eat the bread. And they hinder the word of the light of God. But we know seasons will reach and they can hinder nothing. And
there's
nothing more they can hinder.
Put
them on social network, who will hinder them?
Yes,
praise Jesus so
much.
And you leave them their seasons and you wait for your seasons. Let's move on and hear.
By Pastor Patience from Savaini, the Wabungo. God's visions tell her, from around 11 years old, the light of the Word of God from Uganda into the entire world.
Yes, we was when you
praise Jesus so much.
That
a vision which came from God.
What and the Pastor Patience Rwabogo.
It began to the Pastor Patience Rwabogo. Daughter of His Excellency
Warikaguta.
When she was still 11 years. And God told her that the light of His words is to come from the nation Uganda to spread the entire world. You know, many times when you are getting a vision, it can come more than three times. But to get the power, that's the word I want to emphasize most
of you.
We've started the vision for some time.
We've
seen the way the call of the nation Uganda broadening, going far. But to gain the power and strength to be able to fulfill. The one who spoke the vision remained demanding it. And the Lord God says that you have an obligation, but not unto the fleshly body. But the spirit, we are obliged to the spirit. The spirit demands us that if we reach the vision, even preparing the power which can fulfill that vision. But we never got so much courageous. And we too did get more power to stand to be able to work with God. The good thing on God. God is a worker together with people. He never uses the people.
He
waits you to begin to work that you work with Him. When you read the 2 Corinthians chapter
6,
from verses 1, we are workers together with God. Let's read and we hear.
2
Corinthians 6 from verses 1.
Era bwe tukolera emirimu awamu naye, tubegayirira obutaweerwa bwerere kisa kya Katonda.
Yes, we was with.
Praise Jesus so much.
Bwe tukoleranga emirimu awamu ne Katonda.
We do works together with God.
Tubegayirira.
We beseech you.
Obutaweerwa kisa abatali nsonga.
Not be given the grace without reason.
And we've
not made a meaning in that grace.
God
has given us as a nation Uganda
to
work together with him.
But
it's threatening
not to cover
that grace and remove well within
it. Now
as we begin to get explained this vision of this sister, God gave her on nation Uganda that the light of the word of God
is
to come from the nation Uganda to spread the entire world. It means we are workers together with God to bring his light in the world. But we beseech brethren in Uganda and our friends, all those loving God all over the world, not to take this grace given us as if it has no meaning.
We've been given
a great thing.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Now,
as we move on to here,
Pastor Patience Msevaini, I saw God with my own eyes. He promised to transform Uganda.
Yes, it was when you
praise Jesus so much. She say she saw God with her own eyes. You know, others are in the sleeping. But this one was not sleeping.
The
vision fell on her as you be there seated.
And
she sees Christ come her way. Right from 11 years.
And
he tells her the same thing. He first told her, I'm going to transform Uganda.
I will
shift it from the situation it's in and I will lift it to glory. After I will fill in it the light of the world.
Then
it will be there to spread the entire world.
Patience said, every night for about a year, I could see the same thing. An image of the continent of Africa. In the vision, Africa was dark.
Yes, he was with
me. Praise Jesus so much.
Pastor Patience Rwabogo,
the daughter of His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, she said that every night, that after it happened in the day, and you go to sleep, and it gets back, it took a year. 2 years. It took 2 years. And God was on her.
It
says, no, the light is to come from Uganda to spread the entire world. She said, when God brought the vision to her, he brought her the image of African continent. But in that vision, and the entire Africa is filled of darkness. We are going to study of that darkness ahead. There is a darkness of ignorance which causes the much unrighteousness. But the light of knowledge, when it shines,
to
cause people live sins and they become holy and they do things of righteousness.
And I would hear a voice that would say, out of what was called darkness will come great light.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That the voice she heard most which came next, and it told her that out of the land of darkness there will come light. You know that Africa, they hold no hope at all in you. But God reaches to say that land you see having darkness, the darkness of ignorance, the darkness of sins and evil, out of it will come light.
Yes, we ever see.
Praise Jesus so much.
So,
now that word goes far. And when we read in Isaiah, God will show us that one day they will hurt it was the city in Israel. It was a land of darkness. And they said nothing good will come from there. Yet what threatening? The light was birthed right there. the Lord Jesus,
he
despised city in Israel. Those are some of the things we get explained when we begin the vision. Why God was telling Pastor Patience Rwabogo, you know, we put much the other words. The daughter of His Excellency, Wari Kaguta Museveni. Most people say, are you going to remove that accolade of being the daughter of the president?
You too,
if you want to become his daughter or son, you're free. Physically was put there to be your father.
He's
the father of the nation. You know, people get angered over things which are not right. Others, when you speak, you get angered. She's the daughter of the president.
Now,
instead of getting understanding to take it, you're getting angered.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus. But in all what you have to remain understanding, God told her that land of Africa which holds darkness, the darkness of ignorancy, and the evil sins, right there is where light will come from.
Now,
Africa spent in darkness of ignorance, like seven things or like five things. Africa holds not much light in them. Things of the church or the spiritual church system.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus so much. When
you
get to politics, light is very minimal. Even its ruling is very hard. But remember when we looked at all the five pillars, and God spoke of the light coming from those pillars, the light which passes through the spiritual church, the political, the economic, the social relations, the lands, nations and languages, and the healthy sector, the rest we attach them in these ones.
Yes,
we
have
praise Jesus. But in Africa,
its
light has been very minimal. And when we speak of church, the light is very minimal. And when we go to politics, chaos, rivalry and many other things. When we speak of the economic sector, it is suppressions and many amazing problems. When we go to clans and segregations and they are hanging there, when we go to the healthy and they are very hard, but the living God, when He brings the light of the word, He can lighten in all and they get the right light. All the nations will admire you. And they say, indeed, those are the people with understanding. Now the light which was told of her, that which God told Pastor Patience Rwabogo, that which will come from Uganda and which will come from Africa, we shall look majorly at those pillars.
We'll
be ever lightening them light, that of the word of God.
And
there will be an amazing order. Things are so amazing and understanding. In the work is yours and mine. It's the work of the Ugandans. It's the work of Africa. The work of the friends of God. Those who love God all over the entire world. Because the prophet of God chooses the will and the love of God. Even though you are in another nation, it tells you go to another nation, you go there. I work with the other nation, you two go work with it, you go there.
That is what we read.
And I saw someone blowing a great trumpet. The light started coming out of Uganda.
Now she says she saw a man holding a great trumpet. And the trumpet is very big. He was blowing, sounding it. He was blowing the trumpet. The rightful Luganda is blowing. He is blowing the trumpet.
Yes, we was
praise Jesus. You know you too correct the Luganda.
The
fact I spoke that word. And they said you call it a pipe of the shrines. No, my friends. The trumpet is just blown. You blow within it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But she says, in that vision which was repeated to
him,
and which came even in the dreams, so a man hold a great big trumpet and
on
to sound it.
But
when blew this trumpet and the light began from Uganda, the trumpet sounded like that. Light is spreading from Uganda. Moves on, scattering and spreading. It consumes, finishing Uganda. That light is not of the physical sun. Speak of the light of
the
light of knowledge. The full knowledge and the glory of God.
If
you prove one thing, the vision of all these people, God has joined it up all. Out of it gave us the ministry known of new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory, to be able to bring that light. Let's hear.
It started as a very small light, but it grew bigger and bigger. As it grew bigger, it expanded into other parts of Africa until the whole continent was bloodlight.
Yes, we was with
praise Jesus so much.
Agamanti kuyali omusajjono yetu muite musajja ba malaika malaika bikonde
angel of the trumpets.
Abali mukubi kwesule yo
munana. Those in Revelation 8.
Njori sokano lokubi
from verse 1 and 2. When one of these angels sounded that trumpet, who is that? That is the second trumpet. He works together with Angel Gabriel to spread the word of God. That's Revelations
8, 1
and
2.
The seven angels holding the seven trumpets.
One
of them is the angel of the second trumpet. The one who commands the group of the angels Gabriel. Those who spread the light of the word of God. That is the one she used to see. As was blown that trumpet, the light began shining small in Uganda and it began to grow bigger and it consumed the entire Uganda and it consumed the entire Africa until it entered outside the other nations
in
all nations all over the world. Let's hear.
Until the whole continent was full of light, then it started going out of Africa to the
praise Jesus so much. After the light spread in the Africa, and after it went to the nations of the world. You know, when you hear the new generation,
who
is the full knowledge of God and His glory, and you find on it attached the call of the nation Uganda in
each.
Many times you can ask yourself, what is this? But without the light of the word of God, the light of knowledge, the call of the nation cannot move.
twetaaga okumanya kuli okusinga.
We need the extreme knowledge.
We twayitulaba okwolesebwa kuli waggulu.
When we saw the vision we had seen before,
owooluganda John Kanya
of the Nigeria. John Kanya from Nigeria.
Tugamba twayitibwa eri amagezi agasinga n'okumanya okujja.
Told us we were called the great wisdom and the full knowledge.
Era n'okubikulirwa nga tuteekebwa mu nkola.
The revelation put in action.
Kiba kigwanidde omusana ogw'okwaga.
It requires that light to light.
Omusana ogw'okumanya.
The light of knowledge.
She said, God replied, the light will come from within you, meaning from Uganda.
She said
that God answered her and told her
that
the light is meant to come from the nation of Uganda. It's meant to come from you in Uganda. But let me tell you, all that time you've tried to move outside, all they teach us, and we come back with nothing. Even the understanding we go with, we come back when we have it not. When one minister moves out of Uganda and they travel abroad and they have not watched over themselves and they have not preached the gospel of the kingdom of God, as they come back here and they are preaching finances, traveling abroad, dollars, and they have gotten perverted. But this time, let God handle us here 3.5 years.
In
this center, and we are here. He has filled us of light.
So
it's over taken 1.5 years. We still have 2 years. We don't refuse to preach to Africa. We cannot move from here, go to nations. After we've finished 3.5 years. That's in which he sent the apostles, the 12 apostles. After they had gotten filled of the light of the word, he told them, right now you are the light of the world, you go. If Uganda, we are meant to be the light of the world, we shall sit the years the disciples sat. We are awaiting that he fills us of the light. And he too gets proving. And
it
tells us now you are the light of the world, move on. It took me 7 years. And the additions they added in, close to 2 years, to prove me that now light is in you, go. But you, it's good 3.5 years. You will have reached somewhere. No, studying in the spiritual world is not something easy. It's a world filled of different challenges. Very carefulness involved there.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. You know when God teaches you in a vision,
and
tells you, I want you in this place at this time,
and
you miss the time you find he's moved on, he's not there.
There
to wait, come pick you, take you in a vision, it never comes. You tell him, you told me to come and tell you, you came after seconds have passed. He had moved on a mission. Now the things you cannot handle
that.
Even coming here, see you come late.
He
was teaching you directly, you didn't have been able to relate with him. I used to run from school. And sometimes they set us out at 5. Yes, we agreed to meet at 6 sharp with God. And I begin to warm quick. I have no car, I have no bicycle. I'm running.
They
see me running on the road.
I'll
go look at the watch.
Time
is approaching. At least make me fly.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. When he tells you here, and he stand elsewhere.
You are
still having peace even. It was required of me. Things on the living God.
He's
a man of season and times. Let's finish here.
The vision
of Pastor Patience Rwabwogo. The daughter of His Excellency, the light of the Word of God. When God told it to come from the nation Uganda to spread the entire world,
He said, just as life is changed from the inside to outside.
He said that just as life is changed from the inside of the person to the outside. To reach the outside. Now, when a human life is being changed, it's hard to begin from the outward. But it begins from the inside, changing your thoughts. It changes your heart. Even the outward begins to manifest what has been changed inside them. Now he says that before he heads on to the other nation,
he
has to first best in this nation. First changing the inside of us. The Uganda inside is.
Then to kind of forum.
As we go out, what they see us on outward is the same we are inside. You know, there is a pretense. Inside you feel darkness is choosing you in there. And you ask, what am I going to tell them?
They
have called it nations bad. In a room, what I tell them? You feel darkness is limiting you. The darkness of ignorance and the sins. And it limits you.
And
let me go as long as they give the dollars. They even give the euros. Let me go for that. Satan is waiting for you with bags of money. You
should
go before you prove the lies. You have to reach there and
meet.
You can speak and they all sit and listen. And they even shake their heads. Even that? Even those they know them.
But
to reach there and they are shaking in wondering.
Is it not
the chime ziruka of you? Hear what they speak. Let us see.
He said, you are always looking outside, you yourself looking to other people or countries to be your light. But the light is inside of you.
God told her that you yourselves, you travel abroad to nations and the people out, and you are thinking that you are looking for light there, and you think light is to come from those people, the light of knowledge, the light of the Word of God, but all from those nations.
Yet,
we don't know that light, the light of the Word of God, is within us in Uganda. Christ already put his base here. Now, what is threatening you to want to go abroad? And it's going to be a time, it's very hard. You study from what university?
Bible University.
Bible College.
It had
to come in Uganda and bring both your doctrines.
Sits
you with the one we deal with like one person. And sit entire nation explaining the lies. That of the Word of God. And brings only knowledge. That is what we are up to. We want to train the army of God. And it is completely perfect and well. Let's hear.
Side of you. And as the light shines brighter, it will go out to other nations.
agamba nti ng'omusana bwe gutayinza
kuziyizibwa
nga gwaka nnyo
era
omusana ogwo gujja kuva mu
uganda
gumale gubuna ensi
yonanaye
twogera ku musana
ogw'okumanya
And God reportedly replied, Uganda is the heart of Africa.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Pastor
Patience Rwabogo,
Yabuza Katonda,
she asked God, why was that light of the knowledge of God, the light of the word of God, is to come from Uganda?
God answered,
told her,
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Because
Uganda is the heart of Africa. What we call the pearl of Africa. The word pearl of Africa.
It
means the land flowing with milk and honey. And it ends up saying the glory of the entire world.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus so much.
Now
she asked God, why? You holding on Uganda that light is to come from there to spread the entire world.
God
told her repeating it.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
Uganda.
Because Uganda.
Just as the light comes from a heart that is transformed, a life is transformed.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Just as the light comes in the human heart, we speak of the light of the word of God, the light of knowledge. That it comes in the human heart, the human heart is transformed. Even the life of that person is transformed. And that's how the light is to shine.
When it
comes from the heart of Africa,
Uganda.
The heart Uganda.
When
the light shines here,
that's
the heart of Africa.
Then
the life of Africa has to change. The life of the entire world has to be changed.
If
we stand strong in the life of knowledge,
and you
bring it in its fullness, truly I prove that Africa will change by force. And the entire world
change
to see the light of the knowledge of God. You know, it is His promise that the world will be filled of the knowledge of God.
But
imagine you are the heart of that issue.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
promise of spreading the light of knowledge of God in the entire world.
And
they tell you are the heart of that promise. You know, you get that body, get your body.
And
it wakes up when you don't have a heart, see what will be next.
You know,
they can cut off your leg and you survive.
No, mukono.
Even the hand.
Is
it not that?
They
can operate your kidney, one of it. They can operate different parts in you.
They
cut off one nose, you remain and survive. If they gouge out one eye, you remain.
You
cut a little hole on the heart, you will see. Go on your heart, pierce a small hole on it. You will hear what will be next.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Now,
Uganda,
you
are the heart of Africa and the entire world. The light of the word of God. The
light
of the full knowledge is going to come from there. To shine in the entire world.
Change
the life of people all over the world.
It's
the broad word indeed.
You have
to be careful of yourself as the heart. How it is taken, handled carefully in her body. To move the blood, which moves the body of the food of the body. You're going to be moving the food of the world. The food of the word of God. Just as the heart moves the blood, and in the blood there is food, which supplies the entire body.
So
now you were put in this world as Uganda. And you are the heart of the world. In the latter.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. To move the food of the Spirit. The food of the Word of God. The light of knowledge.
When Uganda is transformed, he said, Africa will be transformed. As Uganda fulfills God's purpose, Africa fulfills God's purpose.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
The Uganda will not choose.
If Uganda gets transformed,
Africa,
Africa must get transformed by force.
Uganda will talk it is a quit of a choir.
Uganda fulfills its purpose and call.
Africa took it is a
even Africa fulfills.
Uganda and Africa.
We've been awaited as Uganda and Africa all over the world. You know, men, God went to seek a prophecy.
Africa will raise.
Africa, eja golokoka. Who remembers that song? You two don't have it.
Africa will raise.
Africa will raise. They said Africa will raise. We no more wait for that. We are being raised now.
As Africa fulfills God's purpose, it becomes a light of the world. Amen.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus. She ends by saying,
Africa
moves on to fulfill what was purposed for it.
Which
God purposed it to do. It will become the light of the world. And she said, Amen. That's where the vision ended. And those who fulfill it, we have come like today.
Yes, we have
praise
been.
Jesus so much.
In
all what you have to look through, what we want to get explained in this vision, this light of the word is to move how? And it has to be lightened how?
Do
not refuse darkness has been here, but the end of it is arrived. And we begin light of the full knowledge of God and His glory.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Let's
briefly get explained of the word we've heard. God Himself is the one commanding the light to shine in the darkness.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So
that's why He speaks by saying, in the 2nd Corinthians, Second Corinthians 4, verse 6.
Kubanga Katonda, eyalagira, nti omusana guli akamukizikiza. Eyayaka mitima jaffe, okuleta omusana ogw'okumanya, ekitiibwa kya Katonda mu maaso ga Yesu Kristo.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Nti kubanga Katonda,
that because God
eyalagira,
is the one who commanded.
Na ye eyalagira,
but what he commanded,
yalagira musana gwake.
He commanded the light to shine.
Eyo nanga tunakulabika nga tutuukayo.
All there before we reach there.
Katusoke tuve ku lunyo olusooka.
Let's first get from the first verse.
Bakolinso ekyokubiri esuula yokuna.
Second Corinthians chapter 4.
Bakolinso ekyokubiri esuula yokuna onyo olusooka.
Second Corinthians 4 from verse 1.
Kale, kubanga tulina okuweereza okwo. Nga bwe twasaasirwa, tetuddirira.
Yes, we have been.
Praise Jesus so much. Just as the whole that ministry which God has given us as the nation Uganda to bring the light of the knowledge of God, of knowing His word, we shouldn't lose heart. But in what we majorly look at.
That
this one's down. Those which can help us never to lose heart. Because of the work of the light of the word of God.
Which
has given us to spread it in the entire world. Let's hear.
Second
Corinthians 4:2.
Naye twagaana ebyakisibwa. Naye twagaana ebyensonyi ebikisibwa. Nga tetutambulira mu bukuusa. So tetukyamya kigambo kya Katonda. Naye olw'okulabisa amazima nga twetendereza eri omwoyo gwa buli muntu.
Yes, we were.
Praise Jesus so much. That we rather renounce sacred and shameful ways.
And
we are not like those who distort the word of God.
We
are not like the many who distort the word of God. But because of truth, and we appear to all people before God. Some of the things we have to force to reject. Everything which contends against the knowledge of God. Everything contradicting with the word of God.
Till
we've seen the light of the knowledge field. When he speaks in verse 3, he says that this age is very hard. People with the darkness of not knowing the word of God. Those without the light of the full knowledge, they are many. Let's read verse 3 and we hear.
2 Corinthians 4:3. Naye okubikibwako. Obanga enjiri yaffe ebikibwako, mwaba ababula. Olwokuna, Katonda w'emirembe gino be yaziba amaaso g'amagezi gaabwe abatakkiriza. Omusana gw'enjiri ey'ekitiibwa eya Kristo, oyo ky'ekifaananyi kya Katonda.
Yes, we
praise Jesus so much. The light to move on to shine as we study the journey of heaven, as revealed the schemes of Satan against church and church, and
God,
and we fulfill the call of the nation Uganda,
where
it moves on to be covered. The light which is much shining. We count it, it's veiled the way those who got lost. Those whom God of this age blinded the eyes of their understanding. When we speak of that light which lightens in darkness, that darkness, it's not indeed darkness which gets in night, but the darkness of the eyes of their mind and the understanding and the counsel, even the power, and they shifted from the power of God, and they shifted from the knowledge of God, and they shifted from the fear of God, and they followed worldly things.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
these are people blinded. You know, many times when the Lord Jesus speaks of the blind, of them, Matthew 23 saying this. Let's first get to Matthew, we shall get back.
Matthew 23 verse 1. Olunyolokusatu, kale bigambo byonna bye babagamba, mubikole, mubikwate, naye temukola nga bo bwe bakola. Kubanga boogera naye tebakola.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
Mu mulembe gwe gumu ogulimu abantu abajjudde ekizikiza.
In the same generation filled of people with darkness, of ignorance,
ababulamu omusana gw'ekigambo
kya Katonda, those lacking the light of the word of God,
nga be batudde mu ntebe y'abatume,
and the ones sitting in the seats of the apostles,
ng'abafalisaayo bali batudde mu ntebe ya Musa,
just as the Pharisees sat in the seat of Moses,
nga basobola okugyayo abamu Bayibuli,
and some of them could get out the Bible,
ne basomamu naye nga tebakola
bino, and they read in it but don't do what is in it.
And they
don't understand it. They warned you when they read in and you see the scripture. And you do that. They don't do the way they do. The reason he gave,
he
speaks in the next verse saying this.
Matayo esula ya abiri musatu.
Matthew 23 verses
4. Naye bo bennyini tebaagala kuginyeenyaako n'engalo yaabwe.
Basobola okusiibisa ennaku n'ennaku nga bo tebasiiba.
Make you fast endless fastings yet themselves don't fast.
Naye bino byonna bikolera wansi w'ekizikiza eky'obutabanya.
All this they do them under darkness of ignorance.
Nga bw'agenda okugamba wansi.
First is to tell us down.
Matayo esula ya 24 olunyo olw'okutaano.
Matthew 23 verses 5.
Naye ebikolwa byabwe byonna babikolera abantu babalabe babirabe kubanga baziiza bagaziya fula kuteri. Matayo sura ya 23:5. Naye ebikolwa byabwe byonna babikolera abantu babirabe kubanga bagaziya kula futeri zaabwe era bongerako amatanvuwa.
You hear the problem which is that those leaders whom we call the leaders of the faith, everything they do, they target people to see them. When you give a million shillings out, they cover them on television. That you can see he gave out 1 million.
Yes, he was able.
Praise Jesus. And after they have gotten the money from you, and they make their bags bigger, and they add on more baskets, and they bring it back. Even when they give it to you, you have to get it back to them. But the reason why they do this, these are the blind guides. Those who have not the full light of the knowledge of God,
neither
the light of the word of God in them. He moves and he speaks. Matthew 23 verses
6.
Those ones, you know them very well. The seats are on the synagogues. They have those seats. They love them. Their seats are big up there. Even to sit there, he sits up here. Now maybe you don't see them. But let's briefly give you see what's there. These are blind guys, they hold not the light of the word. They don't have the light of knowledge. You must repeat this verse for us. You know, someone can say we are abusing people. This is in the entire world. But we here have to stop them immediately. As the light of the word of God has to come out of here.
Uganda,
spread Uganda and the entire world.
Matthew
23 verses 6. Now let me tell you. You call him on the feast and you make him sit behind. They move out and go. They are there seated, you know they are going to get other complications in them. But a person filled of the light of knowledge of God and His glory, you chase yourself with the honors and you leave it to God.
Amen.
Bible shows that these ones are very hard. Can't hold him and don't give him a dignified seat. This is in the entire world. One of the things of the darkness we show you.
They
are not in the light of knowledge.
Yeah,
many things we have to light.
I wanted
to tell you how darkness affects the darkness of ignorance.
It
can handle, touch those leading you. And they do things God has never loved. Yet you may think that God loves them. Even another with a synagogue of four, seven.
He
chooses out two and gives them corporate seats.
Now,
when he enters to come and sit,
you are
clapping as if you're clapping for God.
When you stand here
and yell at God as
we go
to the
world,
that time it is the pastor coming.
Love
the honorable seats and places and the things like those. Matthew 23:7.
If you dare find him out,
you never greet him.
I don't know Mubuza and
Bishop. You have to greet him, Bishop, I've seen you.
Tell him, Pastor,
you will tell him whether the level wasn't raised. Now, the pastor reaching through that, don't expect light of knowledge to come from them. For a person with knowledge, it's hard to do like that.
And
how the light of knowledge of God which is filled the well.
Matthew 23:8. Kubanga omulagirizi wa mwali omu ye Kristo. Olunyole 11. Naye mmwe abasinga obukulu anabanga muweleza wa naye mmwe asinga obukulu anabanga muweleza wa mmwe. 12. Nabuli anegulumizanga anakakanyizibwanga nabuli anakakanyanga anekakanyanga anagulumizibwanga.
Katubuke mtu somole 14 tuite kwao.
Matayo sura ya 23:13. Naye zili basanga mwe abawandisi na abafarisayo banafusi kubanga muggalira obwakabako bw'omuggulu maaso g'abantu. Kubanga mwe temuyingira nabo abagala bayingira nababa ababa bayingira temubaganya kuyingira
bakati bobe nyine ngiri obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Now they sell us the gospel of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. They gave up on it. You two wanted to enter heaven, they tell you take it. There is power. God raise you. You two, they shut you out. They stand on the door of heaven and they say, we have spoken with God. If you want us to speak before God for you, put a seat for us.
Yet
themselves have never reached there and they don't know what's in heaven. Now, if you thought they knew of things in heaven, don't you think they would have told
you?
But that light is not with them. Though in the Bible it is there. Matthew 23:14.
Zili basanga mwe abawandisi n'abafarisayo bannanfusi kubanga muli ennyumba z'abannamwandu era ne mwefuula abasabe ennyo.
Naye ebintu biri wano mu nsi.
Those things are in this world.
A
widow, they can take every possession of yours from you. But you think they grab things from the widow alone? They can make you sell your house.
And
you go back, your husband will beat you, giving up the land title. When they fall on We also are heavy laden with sin.
Wrap
and they claim to pray
for
them. Yet they can't give them the light of knowledge. Satan corrupted their mind long time. And they have no light of understanding the light of the word of God.
Not commonly
preach and the sweats.
But touch
on your car. Lord, let her saw it. Things of bringing light of knowledge with the time it got finished. And the blind guides began to lead the church. And they can't bring you light of knowledge. And they twist the word of God. And they subtract and add in it. But like we told you, just as we first had this vision,
Pastor Patience Rwaboko,
the daughter of His Excellency,
light
is to come from Uganda,
lighten
in all the darkness
of
ignorance, the darkness
of
not knowing the word of God. Out of it had come wild
acts,
the tormenting of the Church of Christ. Let's finish these two verses.
Matayo sura ya 2 mwesatu olunyiriri olwo 15.
Matthew 23 verse 15.
Ziri basanga mwe abawandisi n'abafalisayo bannanfuusi kubanga mwetolola mu nnyanja ne ku lukalu okukyusa omuntu omu naye bw'alabika mumufuula omwana wa gayene emirundi ebiri okukira mmwe.
Kaakati bakuba crusade.
Now they make crusades.
Nkubire kino kye tuliko ate nakyo kizibu.
Let me tell you this, we are auto is another problem.
Omanyi abantu bafuba eddiini zifuba ngu ndowooza bakutwala mu
religions that try to think they take you to heaven.
Ne bakuba crusade ezenjawulo.
And they make different crusades.
Ne bava mu mawanga agewabweru.
And they get from nations abroad.
Ne bakufuba bakukyuse ne ku nnyanja ye
batukayo. To convert you even they see they reach there.
Ne ku lukalu.
Even on the ground. Lukalu
amala okukyusa.
Yet after converting you.
Ne bakufuula omwana.
They make you a child of hell two times. You're not to be converted.
You
thought you had entered salvation. Don't get light to reach you heaven.
And
you enter the lake of fire. It's to say hell two times. And they convert you. After converting you,
they begin
to grab money from you.
$1,500
they gather
from
you. But they cannot give you life of knowledge. The light of understanding the word of God. And to walk
with
it. But the crusades they make them,
they
are every place. But get one thing, how many have come to get enough tithe? This
conference
is bringing people.
This
is the tithe is not enough.
I
want to make some money, they buy a car.
When
you say crusade, you find it moving
on.
You
think
it's brought light of knowledge. Targeting the people is going to rob from.
Matayo sura ya 2 mwesatu. Matthew 23 verse 16.
That's there the Pharisees are in that. The other time you swear the ecclesia in the religions. But he said they are the blind guides. It's amazing, a blind person to lead you. And let me tell you, you will not see him physical blind like that. That they are going to throw you in the pits down there. Blindness of lacking the light of knowledge. The light of the word of God. It's what he speaks of.
The
person tells you we go to heaven. They don't know what
to do.
They can't tell them to you. You prove they will reach you in heaven.
Now,
I ask how you used to be in the things, all you of the world. You want to go to heaven. You don't know heaven. Even one preaching it, they don't know. Where are you going?
adimuzibe bwabanga yakulembeddemu ofuna ebizibu
bingi leading you get much problems
okwekanga nga walokoka naye nga totuuse mukulu
find you got saved yet you've not reached heaven
kubanga yakukulemberamu teyalina musano ogwo
kati
ogenda notunulira roman kasoli
obaddiro
basoma eggulu
notunulira abutisita
notunulira abaseminisitide tunulira ate bwotuuka mu bulokozi obwennaku zimu
bwekiyayiraobwokwewe
obwakana mukukuba ali temumanyi na ggulu temumanyi na biriyo kyokka mbu gye mugenda
lwani
yakugamba nti ababiri basobola okuyita bonna okugyako nga
bategeeraga
gwe tosomanga amosi
33
ababiri tebasobola okuyita bonna
okugyako
nga bategeeraganya yatugamba
byayagala
bikolebwe mu nsinga eyokolebwa mu
ggulutandike
okwetegekera obulamu
buligogenda
kukola ebyomu ggulu by'otamanyi
onaabijjawo
akati twagala kugendayo
tetugaanyeeggolo leeriwalinga
sirabayoki wenaabeeraeyoanababbanga akati oyagala kugenda mu
ggulu
bikolebwayo tobimanyi
baakugamba
olina bikola nga
oli wano kunsi mugende
okusinkana eri nga obisobola osoma bulungi amosi
33
ababiri tebasobola kukolaki
two cannot move together
tebasobola kuyita bonna okugyako nga
batabagana
kyava tugamba matayo 6
9-11
nti byoyagala bikulebwe mu nsi ngaekolebwa mu
ggulani
anaabitubikkulira
mu
kigambo tebirimu mu bayibuli tebirimu kakati gweno katutebeerezamu olina
olugezigeziweyagaliza
wekkaweosubira mu kibuga kya katonda ogenda
tuulawo
kati awo waliwo obuzibu
naye
ng'eggwanga eriyitiddwa
okuleeta
omusana gw'ekigambo kya katonda tuli baakumulisa ebbanga lyonna
olinnya
lya mukama waffe yesubaga nga tutegedde n'ebikolebwa mu
ggulate
nga tubikola
tugenda okwegatta ku bulamu bulinga bwanaye
emmotoka ennene ozivuga
we
kati ne muggulu mbunombuna ogenda kuba ovuga
enkyokka
obulamu obwo obutamanya
banna
katuddeyo wali eri mubakolinso
twagala
tukiise mu bwangu kubanga ozosoma
ebigambo
bakolinso ekyokubiri essula ey'okuna olunya olw'okuna katonda w'emirembe gino be yaziba mu maaso g'amagezi gaabwe abatakkiriza omusaana gw'enjira ey'ekitiibwa eya kristo oyo kye kifaananyi kya katonda gulemenga okubaakira
eri abo abazibi amaaso
tugenda
kuleeta omusaana gw'okumanya omusana gw'ekigambo kya
katonda
akuyita mulembe
omupya
ogulina okumanya katonda
okuddewamu
n'ekitiibwa
kye
yabikkula mu lugendo
lweggulugendo
lw'obulokolwatambula mu bayibuli okumala emyaka
musanyeyanyonyola
ebyawandiikibwa byonna mu ngeri
zonna
bakanga omusana gwase mu buli
kifo
bakolinso ekyokubiri essula ey'okunoonyerwakutaano kubanga tetwebuulira ffekka wabula kristo yesu nga ye mukama waffe
kakati ababadde beebuulira
bukamanyi
temumanyi mafuta gali kubulamu
owange
wajja kutubuulira gwe oba
yesu
osiŋŋana n'abaweereza
muli
eyo ngaomukuŋŋaana naye mufe kyemubuulira yesu
omanyi
musumba gundi bw'awonya
musumba
gundi
awonya
bulijjo musabire kwewuwe
pasita
gundi yawonya yesu mumusana tuba tetukyebuulirako
light we normal preach of ourselves
nga tulina omusana gw'ekigambo kya
katonda tubuulira
yesu eyakomererwa
we preach Jesus crucified ne
kitaffe eyamutuwa
the father who came n'omwoyo
omutukuvu eyamuleeta
ku lwa mary brought him in the womb of mary
asobole okutufiirira abo betubuulira
those are what we preach
bugamba betubuulirako
now they are what we preach about
bakolinsi ekyokubiri essuula eyokuna olunyolo okutaano
2 Corinthians 4:5
kubanga tetwebuulira ffeka wabula Kristo Yesu nga ye Mukama waffe naffe nga tuli baddu bammwe ku lwa Yesu olunyolo omukaaga kubanga Katonda ye yalagira nti omusana guli akamukizikiza eyayaka mu mitima gyaffe okuleeta omusana ogw'okumanya ekitiibwa kya Katonda
Yes, we was
praise Jesus.
So
God commanded that light. That light to shine in our hearts.
Abu tuwa soso kuli nti Uganda mutima guafu.
And we first heard Uganda is the heart of Africa. That light of the world. The full knowledge. The glory of God. Gets out of this nation. After the light shines in our hearts,
which
will bring light of knowing the glory of God
before yes.
the Lord Jesus.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus. But remember, those pressures of knowledge, we fill them in us. God brings them through the Holy Spirit.
He
teaches us everything.
And
explains everyone in scriptures of truth. To fill us that light.
And
there's no word they ask you.
It
can't bring upon you the perfect light. The light of knowledge. Praise Jesus. That's why I say in verse
7.
2 Corinthians 4:7.
Naye obugagga obwo tuli nabwo mu bibya eby'ebbumba. Amaanyi amangi ennyo galyoke gavenja eri Katonda. So seri fe.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus so much.
Obugagga obwo.
This treasure.
Obw'omusana ogw'okumanya.
The light of knowledge.
Katonda okujjudde n'ekitiibwa
kye. Of God and His glory.
Omusana oguli mu kigambo.
The light in the world.
Tugenda sooka tuguggyuze mu bibya bino.
Going to first fill them with His vessels. You bear these years. Already you began to shine at this level.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
What I said though,
you began to shine. The light of knowledge coming out.
But we're in the game, you have to wait for
3.5 years to finish. And you will see how you will be.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus.
And
you see that light.
Nga obugagga obwo olina bwo munda
treasure you hold within you
nga tukusikula busituze eki owooluganda
and we get one brother
genda ebungereza
go to England
ne tumanya twataddeyo
that we know we put light in England
ombabiri
one two
mugende
go to another place
we batuka mu kitundu
when they reach that place
ayaya buli kizikiza
every darkness
misinde
is running quick.
Let's
keep silent.
They think. You
know, Satan think we are foolish.
We
are silent in things we don't understand.
Agamba.
He says,
I'm
going to crusades.
I
see don't know moving door to door. When we all get from here,
you wait,
God is filling us that light.
When
we first hold the light of knowledge, the knowing of God's
word,
these vessels, you pass there and they get surprised. And they begin to speak and they wonder,
is this
a vessel of clay or a computer?
Are you getting
it? He speaks. And you speak out scriptures. The field of light, they follow each other well.
Amen.
And they say, my God.
Are these
still vessels of clay or their computers?
write
new scriptures. And you reach and you'll be like Stephen.
Omutume Stephen.
Apostle Stephen. He was cooking portion.
He
got from the kitchen, stood on the street. Spoke till his forehead was shining. Heavens opened. He was speaking scriptures. Speaking.
This
is what it's got up here. And he said, if we on the wall, we have finished, let's stone him. Apostle Paul spearheaded that. In those days known as Saul. Stone him, you come. You're going to take the gospel to the Gentiles yourself. But the men stood out to speak out in the city
center.
They don't mind the pastor. And it begins. It is written. God called
it.
It is this. And he spoke this.
Moses.
As in the Exodus.
As in Isaiah.
As in
Jeremiah.
He's not finishing. When you read Acts 17, shows you what this man had become. They have no paper they open. But everything in the light. All the light is in the vessel of clay.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus. That in 3.5 years, God wants that. To get from here, no one stammers in the word of God.
We
become a light in Uganda and in the world. As his promise has always been.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus.
Son.
Then he will release out this voice, which speaks with us in Matthew. Which he first told the disciples in the Matthew 5. Right now you are the light of the world. After we get filled like that, and then we get from here. Matthew 5:14.
Matayo sura ya 5 onyirwa 14.
Matthew 5:14.
Mwe muli musana gwansi ekibuga bwe kikubibwa ku lusozi tekiyinzika kukisibwa. Olw'15 sote bakoleza tabaza okugivuunikira ku kibbo wabula okugiteeka waggulu ku kikondo kyayo nayo ebaakira bonna abali mu nju. Olw'16 kale omusana gwammwe gwakenga bwe gutyo mu maaso g'abantu balabenga ebigambo ebirungi bye mukola balyoke bagulumize nga kitamu ali mu ggulu.
Yes, you have raised Jesus.
Mukama wafu Yesu.
Our Lord Jesus.
Bweyali amaze n'abayigirizwa emyaka 3 n'ekitu.
3.5 years with apostles.
Yesu yebaziwe.
Raised Jesus wa mama.
Yafulumya ekigambo ekyo gye bali.
He released this word to them.
Mu Matayo sura ne yokutano.
In Matthew 5.
14-16. Naagamba muli musana gwansi.
Told them you are the light of the world.
Ekibuga bwe kiteekebwawo.
When the city is built,
etabaziyo tebagiteeka mu kibuga.
That light is not put in the baskets.
Wabula ku lusozi waggulu.
But on the mountain top.
Ne mulisiza amawanga.
And it lightens to nations.
Naagamba nammwe.
And he told them you too.
Etabaziza mwe zakenga bwezi.
Your lamps are to move on like that.
Mulisiza amawanga.
To lighten nations.
Gagurumize kitafu.
That they will glorify the Father.
Gagurumize kitafu.
That they will glorify your Father.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Mubyonna omusana ogwo ogw'okumanya.
All the light of knowledge.
Tuze tukusomako mu kwolesebwa mu by'okwolesebwa bye twasooka
okulaba. The light of it in the visions we saw.
Yatulaba omusana ogw'obujjuvu bw'omwoyo wa Katonda.
We saw light of the fullness of God's Spirit.
Ayogerwako mu kubikulirwa 5.
That's spoken of in Revelation 4:5.
Nenda bitabaza musanvu.
And I saw 7 lamps.
Yemi omusanvu ejja Katonda.
The 7 spirits of God.
Ne batuwa mu Isaiah 10.
And they gave us in Isaiah 11, verses 1 and
2,
that we have the Spirit of the Lord and is filled in us,
and filled
of the Spirit of the wisdom of God's words. We
are filled with
the Spirit of understanding of God, the Scripture in understanding, and we are filled
with
the Spirit of counsel of God.
We
know seasons and times of Scriptures, and we are
filled
with the Spirit effect of power of God to uproot whatever never planted and to tear down whatever never built, build the counsels of God by force, the spirit of knowledge of God, bring the knowledge of one true God and the Jesus is sent, spirit of fear of God, totally hate evil and to help the many to come out of evil.
We shall
have been filled well of that life. We are a light you can't put under the basket. Those are the signs of the lampstand you see to be in this nation of Uganda, and it shows you what we are meant to be. We are meant to be like the light you see in the lampstand, and we are filled with the wisdom in the word, the understanding in the word, the counsel of God which is in the word, the power in the word, the knowledge which is in the word, the fear of God which is in the word, and the spirit of the Lord is in us to glorify the Father and the Son.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And wherever we shall pass, a aroma of knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's read Corinthians as we summarize. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
Yeah.
We are going to be again Uganda. You
normally
speak things without knowledge.
But
the aroma. Richard, you explain. Let me explain of the angels. And you bring the aroma of knowledge. The understanding which is
no.
And you explain. 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
Second Corinthians 2:14. We
must be appearing conquerors. But it makes us reveal the fragrance of knowledge. The fragrance of knowing in every place. You know, we are going to reach a time.
Everywhere
we speak out of us comes fragrance of knowledge.
They
tell you to explain of politics,
Bible,
you enter the Bible.
You
begin in Romans 13. Leadership comes from God. You begin.
But
everywhere you speak,
people
see they don't want to go. And they are wondering, even that one is there like that.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus.
And
they tell you explain of the healthy. And you get the Bible. You don't go for those biological books. Not at all. You get the Bible
and
show you how God takes care, how surgery. He stretches someone very well.
And
say, let me read Hebrews here. And you are beginning.
Hebrews 4:12.
The word of God is
active.
The double-edged sword. It separates the life and the spirit. Doctor, have you ever seen on the spirit? You know how it appears? I'm going to separate it for you. I put it there. I get the life which is in the blood. I put it here. I get the bones put there. Even the intent down. You are in the word of God. There is a book coming called The Excellent Doctor. It will come. The other is an excellent doctor.
Yes, yes, we
praise Jesus. And when you reach to speak, all scientists you see
ask the
question,
and
you know how it appears. I'm going to explain how the spirit appears. And I'm passing through the
world.
I'm going to operate a human being. I
show
you where the spirit sits, the life in the blood, the bones and the intent, the bones and the marrows and everything.
Yet
to speak of an issue. They have to see that, listen. When you begin to explain every angel, what they do, to fulfill the word of God, we have the full knowledge there. Then we prove that the lights which God spoke of told the pastor patience Rabogo, His Excellency, light will come from Uganda, the light of His word, the light will turn all nations of the world. We are just awaiting the beginning with the gun. I want you to explain of the Holy Spirit that you feel now. as they say, the Holy Spirit maybe is power, maybe it's the Holy Ghost.
Come with all the knowledge
of all forms. And you explain the Holy Spirit. And say, how long is it like that? And it's in the scriptures.
And tell the Bible, maybe he brought his Bible.
Yet it's the exact. But because you was promised, you are the promised child of Uganda to bring life. You are the true seeker. You can look in the word of God.
The others understand.
When Israel was chosen on that work, Philip was still speaking. The Holy Spirit told him there is another in a chariot. He's going from, he's reading this, never understands. Go explain to him. How can I go to this man? Go in the chariot.
He was ready. All long did he interpret him.
He understood.
Many other scriptures had many in that thing.
These scriptures that you go to begin a ministry. You have four scriptures.
Five, you are struggling, you are moving in those.
God sends you when you hold darkness.
You lighten words.
Because people come and they say, so we thought you were encourage us to go minister.
Now you tell us to wait.
Maybe you want to become like your colleagues. We are not able to bring light of the word in the world. If you want to bring the light of knowledge, you must wait. It will be very hard for you, the generation of God, to make mistakes in it. The generation of the light shining. You get so ashamed. You are a night dancer, night dancing during day. You have a problem.
Yes, praise Jesus.
Like dancing during the day is a fool.
The light of the world shining, you speak things not right.
This moment is very hard. The world is very problematic. You're beginning ministries. You are in the wrong season. For you have no light.
Then
they find you night dancing on the crossroads.
This is a fool.
The demon of him is the foolish demon. But this one is the foolish demon of night dancing during the day.
I don't know what it is.
Second
Corinthians chapter 2 verse 15.
Kubanga tuli vumbe dungi elya Kristo. Eri Katonda mwabo abalokoka ne mwabo ababula.
Umanyiko obobula kati mvumbe lyo kumanya lyo lizise.
You perishing the aroma of knowledge has come.
Bobo yagala kulokoka ligenda kubula.
If you want to be saved, it's good to save you.
Bobo yagala kubula ligenda kongera kuwa obujulizi
mwabula. To perish it will give you a witness of your getting perishing. Even show you where hell is. It will tell you you're heading right there. And the aroma of
heaven is
there, you're going on remand. In hell, you're convicted but not sentenced yet. After you got from there, let me show you elsewhere. There is the lake of fire in God's city.
Jerusalem,
Jerusalem of heaven. It's from there heading on.
That
the aroma of knowledge. It shines for those saved. And they got saved.
And those heading
for destruction, it shows them where they're going to be destroyed from. If you've ever seen a good death, I don't know.
It's
eternal death, the lake of fire.
Second
Corinthians 2:16.
Eliya bababula tulivumbe liva mukufa elileta okufa naye elibali tulivumbe liva mubulamu elileta obulamu.
Yakati ababula
those getting lost.
Bobana bakati tubulira banani.
What we preach now.
Mtu salire misango.
Judging us.
Kulike mubulira. Musango kutunulide.
Judgment our sight.
Obadde okola bya.
What? Why were you doing those things? Things not
worthy.
Why did you twist the word of God? Why did you subtract from it? Why have you been adding
it?
Now repent. For if you repent,
you will reach
the light of knowledge. You will see judgment.
And they are thrown
in hell.
They are
judging us. God refused to judge others. Still, the Spirit never refuses to convict sin your way. For you convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. But you hear and change.
Those
who hear life and they want to be changed, they say, thank God for praising this. Raise them.
The
progress from life bringing life.
Second
Corinthians
2:16. Kubanga tetuli nga bali abasinga obungi abatabanguzi b'ekigambo kya Katonda naye olw'amazima naye olwa Katonda mu maaso ga Katonda bwetyo bwe twogera mu Kristo.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Who can handle that? Accept the light shining in them so that they can lighten to others. But he says,
you're
not going to be like the many.
Many
have the word of God. They subtract and add in it. They distort, twist it.
And
they make it what it's not. Have you ever been there? They make a scripture what it's not.
Another
preaches Ezekiel 37.
Bones
in the valley.
That's
your business.
Your
pocket dry. As you finish, he says, those are the children of Israel.
They're
not bones. These are children.
You know
the scripture to become what it is not.
Now
and you two get heated through that. You've not still gotten light of knowledge. But you've gotten deception and
falsehood.
Most of those who trouble mess up the word of God. Light has already come. It's going to be shining like this. Let's finish with the scripture. The light is to shine command by command. Everything we shall touch, teach or to preach,
and
above commands,
go
to above scriptures, Right from the Old and New Testament. Right from the different chapters. Which make up the Word of God. Now, everyone was hidden. And they claim to be a child of light. Yet they are of darkness. When they will find not ready to change, that's what we call to be beaten down, to be captured. Let's read Isaiah 28, verse 13.
Ekigambo kya Mukama kye kiriva kibeera gye bali, ekiragiro ku kiragiro, ekiragiro ku kiragiro, olunyiriri ku lunyiriri, olunyiriri ku lunyiriri.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ekigambo kya Katonda,
the Word of God,
omusana ogw'ekigambo,
the light of the world,
okusobola okwaka obulungi,
able to shine well.
Command by command.
Two to four commands.
You
speak up of one issue you handle. If it is of eating, show us where they are written.
You know,
they don't eat this and they eat that. Light to shine. You know, the light of the lamp, when it shines, it shines command by command. Has ever seen a lamp shining? How does it shine? It comes like that. You go home and look at it. You get a lantern, you lighten it. Or you get a candle. It will show you how it shines and gives light. It goes back, it brings back and goes back.
Once
practically they are there.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Light,
as it goes down, and it increases.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Command
by command. Command by command.
Two
to four and above commands. Don't bring your stories.
That
I was in other place that I saw.
Ask
where was it written. Bring two to four commands. And above. We are
free
not to be satisfied when you brought four. For we know there are others more than the four. You may copy them. You think you'll give us four and we tell you give us six. But what's most important is the witness of three. Scripture by scripture.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Scripture by scripture.
Two
to four scriptures. Now you're speaking over one issue. Now you don't read us Ezekiel 37. The bones in the valley. We shall ask you. Show us
the
scripture bones mean money. They were showing how the fire light. You see it? As if it blacks, it gets increases. Commands by command.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus. You may think it's getting silent, it brings more.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus. I think you learn how to preach the gospel.
You
know the gospel creations reached everywhere.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus.
He
told us two to four scriptures.
And
we can even ask more.
Isaiah 28:13. Ekiragiro ku kiragiro, lunyiriri ku lunyiriri, lunyiriri ku lunyiriri. Wano katono, awo katono.
Nti ate tulina okumanya mu ndagaano
enkadde ne mu mpya.
Wano katono wali katono.
Chapters
ez'enjawulo ezikola
Bible.
Tukwatireyo tuwe.
Get from there and give us the light of the knowledge of the word of God. The light of the full knowledge of God and his glory. That's the light which God spoke of. Spoke to Pastor Patience Rwabogo, daughter of His Excellency her from 11 years while she was young.
Emirundi, emiaka, ebiri miramba.
It took 2 years
and
she gets the same vision.
But it's
the time to put it in action.
All
visions we've joined it.
These
of other visions like 40 and above. And so far I have 40. What's been gathered and given me. But to get explained, it came from the John of heaven. Bring what you reach and I explain it.
Oh, you
told me the vision of Uganda in the John of heaven. When I look at it, I know it speaks of this. When they speak of light, they meant who? Isaiah 28:13. This involves those 12 in sheep's skin.
Amadini.
Religions.
The
false salvations.
Those
hidden in God. This light that shines. You expect fallings. You expect it. Here there is an addition.
We're
going to pass three minutes. Right from Dr. Matthias.
Buyinza.
He's a doctor. It was given a vision. Briefly pass through it, I'm going to explain it. It's an addition. But what God told him, before you put it there, let's finish this verse.
Isaiah 28:13. Yes, you will
praise Jesus. The light of the full knowledge of God. The light of the word of God. As it passes through.
Every
wall hidden in the name of Jesus. It's going to be down. No more are they going to stand.
Yes, we
have praise Jesus so much.
This
is the generation he promised.
Dr. Matthias.
This man,
Dr. Matayo Buyinza.
Matthias Buyinza.
Yes, we have been
praise Jesus so much.
Adonayamugamba.
God told him, I will raise a new generation.
Yafuna
a vision in 2008. It's the year I entered this city. When I was coming from Lugazi.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
I
entered another
generation.
The new generation has come.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
And the sample.
This is the sample. Many things of the visions are there. Let's hear briefly of it.
The vision on September 2008 through Dr. Matthias
Doenza.
It's a vision. It was in September 2008 through Dr. Matthias Buyinza. That man lives in Kanyanya. I don't know whether he's still there. He was an elderly man. We have had ever seen him. But as soon as we saw of him, he never told us of that vision. We found it here, the brothers gathering as they bring. God told him this down here.
Uganda is a lucky and blessed of God, according to the prerogative divine coding of God, for each country worldwide.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
He said
that Uganda is a lucky nation.
It's
blessed before God. According to divine preparations. of the Spirit. And according to the choosing, which God chooses every nation. Every nation is chosen, meant to do things. But Uganda, he exceeded in the blessing. Remember, anytime the light of the word of God comes from you, out of you has come life of all people. For man does not live by food, but by every word from the mouth of God.
Held
a big portion of the existence of the world.
The coding for Uganda is distinct or is differentiated by God's prerogative.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Agamant,
Since the mark of the nation Uganda, it is different. It's based on nature. How God prepared those things. It's distinctive.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
According
to the preparations of the living God, the distinctive choosing.
Uganda was chosen to spearhead preparation for the return of Jesus Christ, and now is the time to begin to do so.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Uganda.
You said that Uganda.
This
message God envisioned it to Dr. Mathias Buyenza.
Matwari.
He lives in the Kanyanya side of Uganda, Kampala.
That
in 2008, God told him
that
Uganda was called, it was chosen to spearhead the preparation of the coming back of the Christ Jesus. And he said, it was the time to do that and to begin to do that work. 2008. Where are we now? 10 years back.
What did
you say? When we tell you that they demand us. The time has arrived to work. Time was overdue. It passed us. God demands us. The troubles you see in this nation, they are there because of you, Uganda. You are the one bringing them. What you brought in Uganda are the many
others.
Even troubles you put on the nations,
but
not
showing
them light of the word of God, but not preparing them for Christ's coming. Remember, those preparations involve many things.
And
that's where we started the journey of heaven. That's where we started knowing schemes of Satan. For signs shown to be happening when Jesus is coming back, involving the false Christ, involves the false prophets. When we study schemes of Satan unto God and his church,
we
separate the Spirit of God and his works of righteousness from the Spirit of Satan and his works of unrighteousness.
Separated
by Christ and his church, and the false Christ in the churches, and they separated the right gospel, the gospel of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven,
from
the gospels of the devil,
from
the desires of this world.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
There
we are preparing. We start this call of brethren. And we want to wrap up the third phase. We're going to the fourth phase on the next Sunday.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But what you have to know, there's no time. That is proclaimed upon us many years. Of preparing all nations for the coming of the Lord Jesus.
And
we resume preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
Moses
said in Matthew 24, verse 14, 12 to
14,
that in those days the false prophets will increase, even the false Christ. They will pervert many because of the miracles and signs from powers of God. He said in 14 that the gospel, the kingdom of God, it will be preached in all nations, will be a witness. Then the end will come. The coming back of Jesus. God's fresh human preaching the gospel of the kingdom of heaven and the righteousness.
If
Paul's rebuilding the church of Christ, the saints of God, at this time not the building.
The
buildings have been built to save us from the
rainfall.
But we know who is church, what we build.
So
Jesus is coming. Not coming for the buildings.
Back
and me without spot and wrinkle. Let's hear.
To fulfill this global, worldwide, divine call upon our nation.
Now is the time to fulfill the global calling. It's the global call.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It's
a global call.
And
it's been empowered enough.
Or divine calling.
Or what you call the divine call.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Power enough is there.
What
we need is to stand as we are required to. God moved on to tell Dr. Matthias like this.
Uganda is allowed by God to announce the time for the end of religions worldwide, which is being done right now. Religions is man-made rules which are enforced as if they were God's laws.
Yes,
praise Jesus. God gave us authority, accepted us to proclaim the end of religions in the entire world.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
we started with that scheme of Satan and to God and his church.
We have
reached the beast of the Roman Empire
and
its image, the
Roman
Catholic Church, and religions within it.
If we enter
Christ, Christ and his church, all religions are going to be
down
because they have never built the church of Christ. They built buildings, not the saints. The other is a pouring
down.
But we thank God for preparing us well. For everything to use is given us.
And
the
many
gave them the vision of
life.
See how he gives us to fulfill.
Now
you've been given authority to proclaim the end of religions all over the world. And he says, in that exact year, 2008, it had begun. Me had entered here. Maybe God had seen that I had begun. And the others who began are there.
You
have not enough light, you cannot move on to overcome the light of the word, of the full knowledge.
Uganda has also been prepared to expose Satan's camps, schemes, or devices worldwide.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He
said,
God
told him,
Uganda
was chosen.
It
was prepared
to
expose the schemes of Satan.
And
the camps is basing to do them.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now we are here studying the schemes of Satan. But God prepared us very well. Look at how we are moving in the
next season.
See how we are in the exact seasons.
Oh,
there are seasons past them.
But
we are in those seasons.
No,
to be that you're going to be ashamed of Satan, to expose his works and schemes, to expose the schemes of Satan and the camps he basically to do them.
Uganda has been called to announce the ultimatum or a final demand to man that now is the time to return to God or never, and that the amnesty or ever calling to remember of God is soon ending.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
He said, Uganda.
He said, Uganda.
Waitibwa.
You be called.
Okulangirira.
Proclaim.
Kugamba okulangirira. Enteekateeka za Katonda ez'okuyita abantu okudda gy'ali.
Preparations of God calling people to him.
A final demand.
Final demand.
Okudda eri Katonda.
And to get back.
Oba okubagamba temuddira ddala kasita kibalema
kati. If it fails now, you will never return to him.
Anti emirimu gye gisembayo.
This is the final work.
Wakuyita leero n'ogaana.
Because you refuse today,
toddira ddala.
Never get back.
Endo zikirire.
You go get destroyed.
That's
the work of Uganda.
Erangagama.
And he says,
okubeeranga nga ayita abantu okudda gy'ali.
They are calling people to him.
Achikoye.
He's tired of it.
Era chikoma.
And it's ending.
Buli kiseera munde gy'eri.
Every day, come to me, come to me.
Kati aleese okumanya okujjudde.
That has brought the full knowledge.
Abaagala okulondawo okumanya okujjudde okwa Katonda.
Wanted to choose the full knowledge of God.
Tugende.
Let's go.
Kubanga agenda kukomya.
For it's going to end.
Okuyita amawanga okudda gy'ali.
Calling nations getting back to
him. Anti tubatuwolekera musanga ali gayita.
To judgment, when will he call them again?
Mm-hmm.
The throne of mercy is soon to become the throne of justice. The period of defensive Christianity is ending. As we enter into a period of offensive Christianity.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The throne of where there has been mercy.
It
leaves them mushroom with it.
Righteous.
He wants to change it.
He's
making it a throne of justice.
Everyone
will be paid as their acts are.
So when you're
in the mercy seat, even the evil you have mercy
on them. And when you
are in the justice
seat,
everyone is paid as their acts are.
And this
is of defending. God, I'm your child.
That is
no more
one.
But I'm your child. Not at all.
You say that it's
time of standing.
You are a child of
God, prove you are his
child. If you are a
Christian, be a Christian.
Talk,
sing, and attach yourself on reason.
Speak
of Christians who first got born again.
And they
are poured upon the Spirit of God.
Those are
the true Christians.
They're
born again.
Mm-hmm.
God gave me a warning for the church leaders in Uganda. Before Uganda embarks or begins on her divine call, the punitive or punishing hand of God will pass through this nation.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
Yagamba.
He said,
Dr. Matthews,
explained, he said, that God gave him a warning to give out
from
the church leaders in Uganda.
And you see,
before this work officially begins, or as we begin to work,
to fulfill
this call,
this
hand which punishes is going to pass through.
This
heads us to what?
It heads
us to the fourth phase,
where
there are amazing signs
which
were put,
which
show the time of fulfillment of the call of Uganda
is coming. And
the signs appear like those of Christ is coming.
The
hand of God which punishes.
That's
what was it through the nation.
If you see that
they are beating us,
you lie down and
beat you quick. Say, Lord, have mercy, forgive.
But
still his hand is in the nation.
He's
beating.
For this
vision which passed through Dr. Buyinza,
as that
vision begins in his power,
God is going
to pass through his powerful hand of punishment.
He
will punish
in the
exact nation of Uganda.
When you hear
those who have cut off heads and stealing children,
leaders
dying and pains,
you lie down, he beats you.
Trouble a parent when they are going to
beat you.
They may add on the punishment.
What you
do, you lie quick, you say, Lord, have mercy. Don't beat much. Forgive.
And you ask
forgiveness when you're standing on him. This is repentance. But the hand is in the nation. The hand of God is in the nation. But
he
says to pass reach the leaders of church.
Ashamed
them. Others will cause them to get sick. Now the problem
is
indeed he has exposed them so much these days.
Those
who are homosexuals doing things, those who have got relations with the infants and the things like that. Let's finish here.
Another vision of a very bright shining clock. It was made of gold. The time shown was 12 o'clock.
There is already bloodshed looming over this land. Judgment will come and will start in the hours of God. Many we see today as pastors. Tomorrow they will be no more.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Agamba.
He says,
there
is going to be bloodshed and that bloodshed had begun.
And
it passed through the land of Uganda. I think that
too,
we are accused of the panga men who are killing people. But we don't fear. All that is going to be stopped.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
It's
going to be stopped. When we begin next Sunday, as we studied those signs, we are going to have a repentancy. God will stop all that.
For
we have been revealed what He is doing. The problem which is not being revealed. There He can beat you every time. According to
Prophecies
in Isaiah
9,
we show we have to fulfill that call whether we want it or not. He said, I will beat you. As you call me, I heal you and
you
heal you. When you rebel, I beat you again.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Egyptians will fight with Egyptians.
Poverty
will strike you. When I heard poverty, I said, Lord,
but
now poverty is too much of mercy.
For
we have borrowed so much. Gotten our riches and treasures in the nation. And we are bad luck now. The beating is what you have. You cannot balance it even.
He
said bloodshed will happen.
Start
from his house to church.
All God
mess, you know it in church now.
And
when you see us pastors today, tomorrow they will never be.
He's
going to ashamed so much.
Going
to ask him to stop
being bad.
Those to be ashamed will be ashamed.
When they
have done many shameful things, and
they
have done things perverting from the track of God.
Let
me first ashamed them.
For
it's going to bring a great meaning out.
Some will fall sick never to rise again. Others will die physically. Others will be used as examples, and those who will see them will be struck with fear and then will repent.
He says some of them are going to get sick and they will never raise up again. Sometime back, he began to strike them with madness. One had got mad at Mulago. But let's begin next week. If the television has not yet come, whether it's come, next week we begin the call of the nation.
In Uganda.
Was who was say, all along we not yet begun. We've been preparing. Next week,
we're
going to be signs which shows us to work.
Mm-hmm.
Some will go around begging for opportunities to minister, so as to get something to eat.
You hear what will happen? They will get sick. They will not raise again. Others will get wild sicknesses. Others will make them an example. We have many examples now. According to the comedy they have acted in this nation. Because they will know have where to speak, preach. They will come begging, help us. Give us to minister also.
We get something to eat.
We used to get eatings from the church. There is no more opportunity.
The
congregation is going to get wise in Uganda.
The
church is Christ and is wise. You can no more grab from any person.
Nevertheless, God will raise up for himself a new generation that will be after his heart and mind, those he will choose to work with.
He says, as all is moving on, spoke with Dr. Buyenza. All that has been done. I'm going to raise a new generation, which is which we are in now.
Yes, you have to
raise Jesus.
I'm
to raise a new generation. This is the generation we are in now. That is this ministry. The new generation.
Who
is the full knowledge of God.
Fulfill
promises in Isaiah 11:9. That the world will be filled with knowledge of God and his glory. As the waters spread over the sea. Habakkuk 2:14. The world will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God. As the waters spread over the sea. All that has been done, God will raise a new generation. We are blessed to be in that generation. When you say that generation, when you do as the will of God's heart, that mindset of God as scriptures are,
and
those are what God has chosen to work with, fulfill the call of the nation Uganda,
to
do the final work on the planet
Earth.
Take the light of the knowledge of God's word all over the world. He says, let's finish.
And when judgment starts, no one will stop it until its full circle is over.
Yes, he was
raised, Jesus.
Where is
you? Say that ministry
of
the new generation
will
come with judgment most.
Carry
judgment, Summer, why did you do that?
Why
did you build a building and call it a church? Yet church are these saints. When judgment passes through, day and night, Isaiah 28, you know that. The measuring rod.
He said
it will pass through. No one will stop it. Encircle the entire world.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus.
Let's
wait the fourth phase
on
next Sunday. But we still have the service of the John of Heaven. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.